Amen. Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day. Father God, we thank you because we know that this is the day that you have made, Father God. We decree and declare even now, Father God, that this is a day of increase. We decree and declare, Father God, that this is a day of angelic visitation. We decree and declare, Father God, that we are the healed of the Lord, Father God. We decree and declare that we are strong. We decree and declare, Father God, provision. We decree and declare, Father God, divine healing over your people, Father God. We thank you even now for what you continue to do. We thank you for what you're doing even now, even for your people. Father God, we lift up our leaders, Father God, even now in their vision to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we decree and declare, Father God, favor over your people. We decree and declare favor over the company of prophets. We decree and declare, Father God, a divine hedge of protection over your people, Father God. Prophetess Naomi, let's open up that prayer line and begin to start speaking in our heavenly language.
Thank you. Father God, I bless your name and I thank you again for this opportunity to come before your throne, God, in a holy boldness, Father God. I thank you for this line, Father God, that helps connect the prophets and your people, Father God, the lifeline, Father God, the lifeline. Today I stand in the gap, Father God. I decree and declare breakthrough, healing, and deliverance. Breakthrough, deliverance, and healing for Najee Young, Father God, that you take the taste of leaving his mouth, Father God, that he can utter your name, Father God. I also stand every young person, Father God, today that is finding a I'm standing, Father God, for every young person that can't handle stepfathers or stepmothers. I'm standing with their strength, giving them strength, Father God, that they don't have to turn to drugs, but they can turn to you, Father God. I thank you, God, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, the Father. Thank you, God, the Son, the three in one, Father God, persons, Father God, that you're moving on our behalf, Father God, in this hour. And I thank you for the healing, the deliverance, the breakthrough in their lives, Father God, that they can call on you when they see no one else, Father God. God, I'm thanking you for my family. I'm asking you just to remind them of who you are, Father God. Salvation, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for the rock of salvation, and we give your name always the honor, the glory, and the praise, for it is you, Father God, that gives us the breath of life, Father God, and we cherish you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, God, for your provision. And thank you for the Zoe prophetic line, Father God. I bless your name and I thank you for my master prophet and my pastor, Jordan, God. Bless them, God. Multiply them. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you so much again for this opportunity to come together in agreement, Lord God. Thank you for continued testimonies and breakthroughs, Lord God. Continue to bring transformation in each one of us, Lord God, as you move us forward into the plans for good that you have for us that are greater than we even realize or imagine yet, Father God. Just touch our hearts to have that clarity and focus of your will for our lives, to truly seek what your will is, and lay aside any personal ideas of what might be or what could be, Lord, but trust you in the process, Lord God. Continue to bring transformation to our hearts and minds, Lord God, as you direct our path. Touch our families, Lord God. Let your peace be in our midst, in the family situations as well, Lord God, and your protection. Have your angels around us and our families as well, Lord, in Jesus' name. Just continue the good work that you are doing, Lord God, and thank you for favor, Lord God, and thank you for miracles. Thank you for promotion, elevation, and thank you just for all those good things that you have in store for us, Lord God, that we cannot even see the extent of it. Thank you for travel favor as well for those that are traveling, even to prophecology coming up soon, Lord. And to you be the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, God, and we make a joyful noise unto you, God, and we serve you with gladness and come before your presence with singing, oh, God. I thank you, God, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice, oh, God, and be glad in it, oh, God. Oh, God, I want to thank you, God, for being our refuge in a time of trouble, oh, God. And, God, as we want to thank you, God, for teaching us how to profit, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for giving us peace, love, and a sound mind, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for prosperity in all areas of our life, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for giving us a liberating condition, God. We want to thank you, God, for setting us free, God. We want to thank you, God, for making us perfect, whole, complete, and divine, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for the truth of us, that truth of you that resonates in us, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you so much, oh God, for peace that passes all understanding. And we want to thank you, God, for open doors of abundance and blessings that's coming our way right here, right now, today, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for giving us strength. And we want to thank you, God, for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear what your spirit is saying to us. We want to thank you, oh God, for letting us be your mouthpiece. And we want to thank you, God, that we are a blessing, oh God, and not a curse. We want to thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of our feet, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for healing those, the sick and shedding, wrapping your arms around them, oh God, healing them, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for the requests that come, that you will continue to be with them, God. Continue that healing process that you have and doing in their lives, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for shielding and protecting and our family and covering them with your blood, covering our children, God. And you know those out there who's crying for you right here at this day that may be listening to us right now on a call, God. Oh, God, help them, God, to recognize their sins, repent, and give their hearts and minds to you, oh, God. And we want to thank you, God, for even out there fathers who don't know how to be one, God, but trying to, oh, God, give them somebody, a role model in their lives, oh God, and help them to be able to follow after that role model that loves you, that can bring them to you, because through you, all things can happen, all wonderful things, God. And we want to thank you, God, for everything that you have done and doing in this ministry, doing in each and every, in all of our lives, oh God, in your holy and precious name, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, oh God, you shall condemn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you. We thank you, Lord, for your power and your presence that's on this line to heal and deliver and set free. We thank you, Lord, that we arise and we shine, for your light has come and your glory is risen upon us. We thank you, Lord God, that we lift up our eyes round about and see that your glory is present and that your breakthrough is even nigh, Lord God. We thank you that we are radiant and our hearts shall be thrilled and enlarged because of the breakthrough and because of the manifestation of your glory in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for the breakthrough in finance, for the breakthrough and deliverance for those, Lord God, who have been struggling with mental health issues and with addiction issues, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing the minds of your people, Lord God. We thank you for restoration, Lord God, from every diabolical attack of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, that everything that has been violently taken away is being miraculously restored and replenished in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for those that have endured hardness and lack, Lord God, how you're manifesting your glory and repair and advancement and deliverance, Lord God, as your praises are going out among your people, your testimony of your greatness and your grace and your mercy is being celebrated across the seas, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your power and your glory to heal even those that are struggling with illness, Lord God, with cancers, with tumors, Lord God. We thank you for your miraculous power that has manifested to dry up tumors, dry up cancers, dry up kidney stones, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, restoring the minds of those who are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, Lord God. We decree and declare miraculous breakthrough. We decree and declare your mercy and your grace. We decree and declare manifestation, Lord God, of your provision. Lord God, we lift up the Kelly family. We lift up the Reed family. We lift up those who have lost loved ones, God, even on this year. And we undergird and strengthen, Lord God, and speak healing, and we speak provision, and we speak grace over their lives as they walk through this time of grief and loss, Lord God. We decree and declare, Lord, miraculous, Lord God, blessings upon them even now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for our Archbishop on this Father's Day, God. We strengthen and bless. Let his heart be glad on tonight, Lord God. Just swell his heart. Let him be overwhelmed with love and blessings, Lord God, as those that pour unto him, Lord God, heap unto him what he has sown, Lord God. Let him reap in abundance in Jesus' name. And bless Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. Strengthen and encourage your heart, Lord. We decree and declare divine protection for your prophets as we travel and prepare to meet in the place called there. We come against accidents. We come against those that would prey upon your people on the roadways, Lord God, and on the airways and the trains and the buses, Lord God. Protection, Lord God, and we decree it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen
and amen.
Dear, this new breath of air, Lord God. Lord, and tonight I pray for families, specifically in this season, Lord God. Lord, I pray for families that are going through situations and scenarios that they did not understand. Lord, I pray that you will be done. I pray for you and all things, Lord God, understand. I pray for families in Grenfell Tower and the burning of 24 flats, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, in seasons like this when things happen and people lose loved ones, I pray that you will calm our hearts, Lord God. Your love will work for everything. I pray for the leaders and the head of our household on this Father's Day, that, Lord, I pray that you will continue to anoint the leaders, Lord, that your angels of protection will cover them in this season as they guide our families, Lord God, into our destinies. Lord, I pray for the mothers and the women and the family who care and nurture families. Lord, give them strength in this season to continue on, to continue, Lord God, in courage and in strength. I pray for the children, that they walk in obedience to their parents and their family members, Lord God. And I pray whatever you're birthing in this season concerning family and community, Lord God, that it be done. Lord, I pray for restoration in this season for those who are feeling brokenness, Lord God, who are disconnected, Lord God, who don't understand the power of community and unity, Lord God. I pray that the love of family spirit will come and correct and continue, Lord. Things concerning the family in this season, Lord God, that we will all rise, Lord God, in joy and happiness, Lord God. I thank you now, Lord God, for the love that you continue to show us, Lord God. And we are honored that, again, that you've chosen us to walk this journey and this destiny, Lord God, that we will continue to seek your face in all things, Lord. I pray for our shepherd, Archbishop, and Pastor Deborah, Lord God, and everyone in the Zoe community, Lord God. I pray that even the community of Zoe, Lord God, continue to seek you, Lord God, and see you in all things. We thank you, we praise you, and we glorify your name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And let us not be weary and well-doing, Lord, because you said in due season we would reap if we faint not. And let us not be weary of praying, God. And I ask you to look upon those who are not here or who might be listening in on the phone. God, bless them in a mighty way. Remember your prophets, God. Remember your servants. And I thank you, God, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy and for forgiveness for our sins and for covering us with your blood, God. And thank you for reminding us that you are always near, nearer to us than our very breath. And you know what we think and you know what we say. You know the desires of our heart. And God, you're willing to hear us if we would only pray. So God, remember those saints who may want to be here but just are not, God. Look upon Prophet William Richards. Remember him, Lord. And remember all of the men whose voices have been heard on this line, and for one reason or another, they're not here. But just remember them, God. Remember them, prosper them, keep them, God. And I pray for Prophetess Mascarene and for her son, God, wherever they might be. Bless them in a mighty way, God. And remember the Kelly family, God, Prophetess Kelly and her daughters. Strengthen them in this time. Today, having been Father's Day, well, on yesterday, and their father, husband, son, brother, no longer with them, God. Strengthen them, God. Keep them, God. Protect them, God. And I thank you for your mercy and your goodness to us and your loving kindness, your tenderness, your grace, which is sufficient for us, God. I thank you for your love and your faithfulness. And God, bless the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah for their vision, and strengthen them and bless them and keep them, O God. And bless all of the prophets on the line, God, and even those who are listening in, all of the people on the line who are listening in, who need a word, who need courage, who need strength, who need healing, who need forgiveness, God, who need you, Lord. Just show your hand mighty, God, in their lives. And I thank you and bless your servants, God. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prophet Joshua Jordan.
Amen and amen. And Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this day, Father God. We thank you for, we know that this is the day that you've made, Father God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for, we know that this is going to be the start of a week, Father God, that you've planned for us, Father God. We know that you have plans to prosper us, plans to give us a future. We thank you, Father God. Right now, we plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, over our families, over our family members, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the divine hedge of protection that you have over their lives, Father God, and the calling over their lives, Father God. Father God, right now, we speak forth, Father God, the vision, Father God, that you've been planted inside of each and every one of your children. Father God, right now we lift up our leaders and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, as they continue to do your work and do your will, Father God, to globalize the prophetic, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for our dear Mother Mary Jordan, Father God, and we thank you for Pastor Mother Mary Berry, and Father God, even now, Father God, we lift them up humbly before you now, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for new strength, Father God, that you're giving to them daily. Father God, right now we lift up even the elderly, Father God, and we ask that you continue to strengthen them, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for granting them their years of their youth, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for new strength and healing, Father God, even over their bodies, Father God, as they walk into a new week, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for a divine covering over your people, Father God, even as we're in the summer months, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're giving us water to drink, Father God, and bread to eat, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for our children, Father God, and we thank you for the divine hedge of protection that you have over their minds, Father God, and the angels, Father God, that you have there protecting their bodies, Father God, as they move about, Father God. Thank you for covering us, Father God, in our comings and in our goings, Father God. Father God, we speak increase now over the fivefold ministry, Father God, and we lift up each and every pastor, each and every leader, Father God, each and every teacher, each and every minister, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for their lives, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for saying yes, Father God, to your will and to your way, Father God. Father God, right now we even speak, Father God, increase in healing, Father God, over our bodies, Father God, any pain that we may have, Father God, and even in our emotional bodies, Father God, we speak increase, Father God, even now, Father God, and we speak healing, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for restoring unto us the double even now, Father God. We thank you for touching our wives, Father God. We thank you for touching relationships, Father God. Father God, right now we speak increase even over the conversations and the communications that were going to take place this week, Father God. Father God, we thank you for blessing businesses, Father God, and we thank you for blessing new innovative ideas, Father God. We thank you for new innovative ideas even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for turning our mourning into joy, Father God, even now. And we thank you, Father God, for delivering unto us, Father God, new joys and new mercies, Father God, daily. We thank you, Father God, for all of these things, and we'll be so careful to give your name all of the praise, all of the honor, all of the glory. In the masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you and lift your name on high even now. We thank you for love. We thank you for joy. We thank you for peace even in our homes, Father God. Father God, we thank you for traveling mercies as we come and as we go, Father God. We thank you for our families and our loved ones even now, Father God. We thank you for wholeness. We thank you for restoration, Father God. Father, order our steps even now, Father God. Father, lead us and guide us, Father God. We thank you even now for your protection even now, Father God, and your covering even now, Father God. Father God, let no weapon formed against us prosper, Father God. Father God, allow us to have right connections even now, Father God. Thank you for the right connections and right relationships in our life, Father God. Father God, lead our children and guide them, Father God. Father God, open our ears so that we may be able to hear you clearly and our eyes so that we can see clearly where we are going, Father God. Father, thank you for divine favor, Father God, even now. We thank you for all of these things. I thank you for life, Father God. I love you. Thank you, and we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And I thank you for my King even now. Amen and amen.
And Father God, I thank you for all the things you're doing. I thank you because you are breaking through blue. I thank you, God, for your covering over our children and over our family, God. Father, cover everyone that is on this household, on this conference call line. Cover their household in this time and in this season, God. Father God, let our prayers be sweet to your ears. Let it touch your heart, God. Father God, open up our hearts, open up our minds, open up our ears, God, so that we are able to hear the words. Open up our eyes so we can see the miracles that you already have laid place for us. Father God, I already thank you for the victory that you have already allowed in our lives, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for the greater strength that you have placed inside of us, God. I thank you, God, for all the leadership. I thank you, God, for you are a merciful God. I thank you, God, because you have already have given us the power to decree and to declare the blood of Jesus over any situations in our life, God. Father God, you get the praise, God. You get the honor. You get the glory in everything that we do, God. Father God, you are a God and an awesome God, God. We love singing your praises, God. I thank you, God, because you have already given us the victory in the enemy's camp, God. Father God, you know every heart's desire, God. I ask that you answer our prayers, God. I thank you, God, that you allow us to stand in the right mind, God. I ask that this week be a great week of joy and a great week of prosperity, God. I'm standing for every entrepreneur that there's right contract, right agreement, God, that we are able to hear and be present in the moment, God, in your name. Father God, I ask for all these things in your name that I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, we just thank you and worship you. And thank you, Lord, for every voice, every utterance that have spoken on this call on today, on this morning. Father, we just give your name the praise and the thanks. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're touching every household, every family that's represented on this call. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're turning situations and circumstances and challenges. Father, you're turning all those things around for our good. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for perfecting those things that concern us, Father. Father, we thank you right now that this week will be a week of great miracles. This week will be a week of great breakthroughs. Father, as we move forward in your name, Father, we thank you, Lord, for protection and we thank you for safety. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the enemy has already been placed on our feet. And Father, we thank you for the victory victory and the victories that we shall walk in this week, Father. Father, we thank you for divine favor. We thank you, Lord, for open doors that you are opening up for us in your precious name. And Father, we pray most of all that your will be done, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the miracles. We thank you, Lord, for the healings. We thank you, Lord, for the strength. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones. In the name of Jesus, we give your name the praise, the honor, and the thanks, now and forever. Amen, amen, amen. Well, Prophet Sam, you can just go ahead on and take on. Thank you, family, once again. I love you to life. Keep on keeping on, because we know that our reward is sure from the Lord. I love each and every one of you to life. Peace.
More.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor, and thank you for your vision on this prophetic prayer line. Amen. We want to just let everyone tomorrow, let us each invite someone on the line, telling them and just witnessing of the good things of Jesus that is happening in our lives. Invite someone on this conference call. They need prayer. Get them on this conference call. Want to also invite everyone to join us on our 9 a.m. call. We will be back here at 9 a.m. where we're going to be having our teaching with our Archbishop, our beloved Master Prophet. Is there any announcements from any other company of prophets? Please make your announcement now.
Yes, this is Prophetess Jessica. I just wanted to invite everyone to come back on the line today at noon for Man Cave Monday with our hosts, Prophet Joshua Jordan, Prophet Prentice Vanderbilt, and Prophet Jay Hamilton. And they will be having a conversation around salvation and deliverance.
Amen, 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 amen. All right, well, thank you so much for that. All right. Please, everyone, do not forget our prophecology is coming up. Prophecology is coming up. So you want to make sure that you are in the place called there. Also, people of God, don't forget to check your emails. Check your emails, prophetic instructions. Special message from our Master Prophet is going out. So please check your emails. All right, I'm going to say goodnight and God bless to you all. And have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Have a good night to those, and good morning to others.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.